So the first story I have for you guys is Channing Tatum leaves his backpack in a cab, and Twitter actually helps him be able to actually find his bag, which sounds really, really weird to me. But he used Twitter as kind of a, almost a game to help people find his bag. So I would say Twitter is the new maybe lost and found for Channing Tatum at least. So the 22 Jump Street actor, he also became familiar with this horror that comes out with leaving something in a New York taxi cab on Saturday when he forgot to take his backpack out of the cab when he paid the guy to take him wherever he was going. He left his bag in the cab. So what was he to do? You know, New York, so busy. There's tons of cabs. How are you going to know which one's yours? But with more than 7 million Twitter followers on his Twitter, he posted on there, and his social media just went So live, and it went so hot. And he tweeted his dilemma on Twitter, as I said, and he says, dropped off at 42nd Street in New York City and left my bag in the cab. I would be freaking out, because he could have had some like stuff in there that he really needed. But, you know, fearing that some people might not be taking him seriously because, you know, they thought maybe he was just joking, he actually then posted another thing saying, seriously, I left my black backpack in a cab near NYC 42nd Street. If you find it, email me at findmybag@channingtatumunwrapped.com. Thanks, he posted. And I think that's really cool that he made this into something so big, because he must have had something in there that he probably really, really needed, and he needed to find it. So fortunately, he did find his bag. Someone located it Sunday evening and returned it to him. And he was really happy to have it back, but he wrote to everyone. He said, to everyone who tried to help me and to get good New York Samaritans who found my bag and asked for nothing in return, thank you all. And I think that's really cool that the person that found it didn't like ask for anything in return. Usually I feel like people would probably want to have something in return just because, you know, it's Channing Tatum. But it was cool that they said like, oh no, it's fine, I just found your bag for you, I don't need anything in return. I think that's really, really, really cool. So that was the first story I had for you guys. And the second story I have for you guys is so funny because I love her so much. Betty White was on Jimmy Kimmel, but she had a black eye, but she jokes about how she got it and stuff. So I actually have the video for you guys that I want to play. So here it is. Well, first, let me tell you before I start. So if you guys know Betty White, she's a Golden Girls actress, and she stopped on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday. And as soon as she took the seat on her that late night Jimmy Kimmel show, she just stole the show. She's 93 years old. 93. I mean, my great grandpa is 96, and he's still doing good. But I mean, she's 93, and she looks great. And she said she still drives and everything. But I want to show you guys this video real quick. So here's the video of Betty White on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh my goodness! What's going on with your eye?
Oh, well, the makeup lady had a little problem with me, and she hit me. It was just. I mean, it was so unexpected, you know. I thought she had a powder puff. She had her fist.
I apologize. That is not how we expect our staff to behave with the
guests. No, I don't think so. How are you,
Good. Sleeping? How are you doing?
Just good.
Very good to see you.
I slipped and fell.
Oh, boy.
In the kitchen, of all things. I never go in the kitchen. Because it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Of course.
They say it's one of the most dangerous rooms in the house.
I think so.
The last time you were here, which I think was 4 years ago, I think you might have driven here. Are you still driving?
Well, not as much.
Uh-huh.
I still drive.
You do?
Yeah, but I people spoil me rotten. I get driven.
You get driven. That is a nice... A nice perk to have, for sure. Do you like driving? Do you enjoy it?
I love to drive.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I have a house up in Carmel, and I love that drive. I could drive forever. I just love it.
Do you remember how old you were when you got your driver's license?
I think I was 4. No, that was something else. That's when I lost my virginity.
You're still demented.
But I think when I got my driver's license, I was 16.
16 years old.
Yeah.
What year was that?
If you're trying to find my age, I'm 93.
Well, I know that. I'm just not good with math.
would that be? I was born in 22, so 16 is 32 and 38.
Yeah, 38. 1938.
I'm very good at math.
1938. Yeah. What was it like driving in 1938?
Lovely.
I bet it was
so
great.
I was so thrilled. Of course, I still love to drive. I love to drive. But when you first get driving, it's such a thrill.
It's the best. It's the best feeling.
The best.
Well, it's the second best feeling there is, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Now, to me, if you guys didn't think that was funny, I think it's hilarious. I think just Betty White, for her age, she's just so lively at her age, at 93, and she's still cracking jokes, still going on shows, still even driving and stuff. That just makes me, it makes me so happy because I really like her. She's my favorite, like, older actress. But another thing I want to show you that happened on Jimmy Kimmel's show was she was on the show. They were talking about stuff, you know, about when she started driving and all that other stuff. But then she started talking about Jimmy Kimmel wanted to show her that people actually have tattoos of her face on them. So the video shows her reaction and stuff. And I really want you guys to hear it because I think it's really, 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 really funny. So here's the video.
Achievement Award at the Daytime Emmys on the 26th, and you're also getting a Lifetime Achievement Award on Saturday at the TV Land Awards.
Oh, but trust me, I am the most spoiled old broad in captivity. But I appreciate it so much, and how lucky can you be at this age?
It is pretty remarkable. It's unbelievable. Are you aware? We counted it up today, and you have. You've received 8 Lifetime Achievement Awards.
That's 8 lifetimes.
But that is a great honor, certainly, and I don't mean to diminish it, but there is no greater honor, in my opinion, than when one of your fans goes so far as to have your face permanently tattooed on his or her body.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but tonight, we did some research. There are a lot of people who have you tattooed on them.
Really?
All of these people have your tattoo. And you can see them right there. There they are right there. Let's talk to Morgan up in the top corner there. Morgan is from Logan, West Virginia. And Morgan, now bring her up. Morgan, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, I love you so much. You are so beautiful.
Thank you, Morgan. Oh. Let's see your tattoo. Oh, Morgan. Morgan.
I'm sorry.
Show us your tattoo, Morgan.
Okay. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, my heavens. And you have to live with that all the time?
I love it.
Let's bring bring up H. Allen is there in the, yeah, there's H. Allen. Let's see what, hi, Allen, how are you doing? Hi, H. Allen, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Look at that, Betty. There you are right there.
with the other one.
With the guys and the golden girls.
Oh, but all the girls, oh, good.
How does this make you feel, Betty?
Oh, it makes me feel wonderful and so glad that I'm not them.
Everybody, show your tattoos to camera so we can see all of them. Everybody get right up to the camera and we can see all of the Betty White tattoos that we have.
Incredible.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Look at what an impact you've had. Betty White, everybody.
So I think if that video wasn't really cool, I don't know what is, because I think that video was so interesting. Just to show that everyone that really cares about her still, even though at her age, even though she hasn't done that much throughout her career, like towards the end, she's still going, she still has fans, the fans still love her. I mean, it's awesome. Betty White's career has just been amazing for her. So after that story, let's move on to another one. Kylie Jenner actually covers Teen Vogue and said she wants to have a daughter in 10 years. And I wonder if the daughter wants is going to be with Tyga, which is her boyfriend. And I feel like it. She doesn't want to say it is, but I just know. I just know from pictures, from social media. There's just no way that they aren't together. But talking about the Kylie Jenner cover when she was on Vogue recently, she's a cover girl for the May issue of Teen Vogue, and she really opens up about wanting to start a family. And I feel like it's so young at her age to even be talking about that. But I mean, if you kind of look around all of her life, all of around her family at least, they all really have kids and started to have kids just recently, like a lot. But I mean, I guess like she said, having sisters is the best. I have different relationship with each of them. I go to Kim for fashion advice. I go to Chloe for always boy and family advice, and she goes to Courtney for like a mom almost. And I feel like that's really cool that she can have her older sisters like that to go to, and not just as a sister, but as like maybe even a friend. You know, I think that's really cool. But congratulations to her. If you guys haven't seen the cover of her Teen Vogue magazine, she looks so beautiful in it, like so beautiful. So if you guys get a chance, look that up because she looks great in it. And I, like she said, she's only 17. She's already on the cover of Vogue. She's already done so many more magazine covers. She's already modeled so much. And I mean, just to hear this is so awesome for her career. And I wish her nothing but the best of luck, Kylie Jenner. And with that being said, I'm actually going to go to break, but stay tuned because I have a great story with Nicki Minaj's engagement and her fairy tale wedding. You won't want to miss it. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Sling on Penguin Radio. And this is DJ King, and you're listening to The Hollywood Sling on Penguin Radio. So before I went to break, I talked about Nicki Minaj is already actually engaged to Meek Mill, her fiancé. And I'm here to talk about her fairy tale wedding that she's supposed to be having. So let the wedding planning begin, I guess. So you can only imagine the elaborate and lavish ceremony that Nicki Minaj will be having for her wedding. But it looks like whatever Nicki wants, Nicki is going to get as far as her fiancé, Meek Mills has said. Just yesterday, the female rapper indirectly announced that she and her rapper boyfriend are engaged, and that the details for their wedding will later be published later in time once they figure everything out. But as for the actual wedding, these two, I feel like they aren't going to waste any time, it looks like, with planning the wedding and when it's going to be. I feel like it's going to be right then and there when they want it, and it's going to be a very memorable day for the bride-to-be. I love Nicki Minaj personally, so I cannot wait. But the wedding will probably likely, I'm guessing, will be sooner than rather than later, like I said, because they want to get everything done and finished. So I really can't wait. But she says that Meek Mills has said that Nicki has been wanting this for this special day for some time, and Meek always wants to make it perfect and have her fairy tale wedding like she always talks about with him. So I mean, that's so cool. If you guys haven't seen her ring, oh my gosh. She has a 15 carat fancy, it's like a yellow heart modified with like a nice cut diamond mounted, and like a platinum, I'm trying to think what the ring called, like a platinum, like a double halo with like a white diamond in it. Okay, so Meek Mills bought that at retail for approximately $500,000. $500,000 is what her ring costed. And if you guys don't have our Instagram, social media, or even if you just want to Google it, you can just Google it. But if you want to look at her ring, it's actually a very unique ring because it's like a heart. It's not like a regular ring shape. It's like a heart shape. So I feel like it's like something different. I feel like it fits her. It looks really good. Like I feel like if anyone else got that ring, it wouldn't look as good on them because Nikki is just Nikki. Like she slays it like all the time. So I mean, she's so lucky and I'm so happy for the couple. I mean, they are going to do great things together. Meek Mill is a great rapper. Nikki's Minaj is a great rapper, female rapper, pop star, whatever you want to call it. But she's awesome and I cannot wait to hear more about this wedding because I know it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. It's going to be one of the big weddings like Kim and Kanye. I feel like Nikki and Meek, they're going to have a pretty big wedding and I feel like it's going to be big and it's going to be talked about for a while after too. So I cannot wait. The next story I actually have for you guys is a more of like a, not serious, but more of like a, I thought it was funny, but then after I read it, I kind of was like, ugh, what is this mom doing nowadays? But a Georgia woman was arrested for hosting a naked Twister sex party for her teenage daughter. I don't know what that mom had running through her mind, but throwing a naked Twister sex party for your daughter is definitely not something that she should have done. But let me give you guys more insight on this. So the mom of five has lost custody of her children, and I think she should have after doing this, but after having sex with an 18-year-old at a naked Twister party she hosted for her 16-year-old daughter. Like, really, mom? So Rachel Lindart is 35, and she lives in Georgia and was arrested and charged with two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor after she got caught for hosting a party, which also included, get this, alcohol and marijuana, in addition to the X-rated game of Twister that they were playing. Like, if she didn't think she was going to get in trouble for all this, and she knew the kids were underage, so, I mean, I can't have sympathy for her because I just feel like she knows better than this because she is the parent. So, anyways, she allegedly told her, she allegedly said that she admitted to allowing her daughter to smoke marijuana and drink alcohol at her home, but according to the police report that they obtained, the mom actually had sex in the bathroom with one of her 16-year-old friends, and then she used this, and then she, oh my god, this story with this mom, oh my gosh, okay, anyways, she had sex with a 16, like, a younger person than her, the mom, I'm not talking about the daughter, the mom, so she already slept with a minor, which is not, she's not okay, she gave alcohol and drugs to minors, she hosted a naked Twister party, like, how did she not think she was going to get caught for this? Like, I just have to say, like, she was not thinking, and, I mean, I guess her kids are better now because if they got taken away, she was not showing her kids the right way to live, I guess. So, I mean, she says that she committed herself to faith in her family, but, I mean, and she's hopeful that her children and members of her faith and others will learn from her poor example, and I'm glad she learned from her mistake, but it's kind of too late. But she was released after posting a $32,000 bail, so I really hope she looks at this situation, this issue that happened, and she's like, oh, maybe I should change how I am parenting my children, because I don't even have kids and I think I know how to parent children better than she does. So I mean, she should just get back on the right path and be a good role model for her children. But yeah, that was a story I just wanted to share with you guys because I thought it was pretty bizarre to me. But another story I have for you is having to do with Hillary Clinton and same-sex marriage, and she thinks it's as a constitutional right and hopes that the Supreme Court agrees with her. And yes, Hillary Clinton, just a few days after officially announcing that she was going to rerun for presidency in the 2016 elections, Clinton addressed the marriage equality debate that's been going on for quite some time now. In her first remarks about same-sex marriage, in nearly a year that she was talking about it, a spokesperson for Clinton's campaign says that the former FLOTUS hopes that Supreme Court will embrace the marriage equality and when it's considered cases out of the states on April 28th. So basically Hillary is for this. She thinks same-sex marriage is right and that people should be able to get married. And I also agree with her there. Hillary Clinton also, she supports the marriage and hopes that the Supreme Court will come down on the side of the same-sex couples being guaranteed that it's a constitutional right. And I feel like that's true. And I'm so happy that Hillary Clinton is running for president. I think she has a very good shot at winning for winning the election. So I can't wait to see what happens. And I hope she wins. It'd be really cool having the first woman president. But and she's also says that she's nervous to run for president, but she's ready for what's to come. And I cannot wait to see what she has in store. And the next story I'm going to cover goes back to also what I was talking about earlier, Kylie Jenner, but not the cover of Vogue this time. This time I'm going to be talking about how she's changing her ways and her kind of looks. If you've seen her on social media, I have her on social media. And if you can look at her, Kylie Jenner has really started to change when it comes to her and Tyga hanging out now. Kylie Jenner is going back to her black hair. If you didn't know, she had like this turquoise kind of aqua blue hair for a long, 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 long time. And she had, it was like that mermaid blue, and she was rocking that at Coachella and at the Arts Festival in California. And the recent episode of Keeping Up with Kardashian aired, and she had black hair. And to me, her ensemble she's been putting on, the style she wears now, the way she puts on makeup, her hair and everything, she's really, really changing. And I feel like she's not changing bad. It's not bad. It's more risque. It's more older than her age. It's more like revealing, I guess you can say. I do think that is because she is dating Tyga. Tyga's lifestyle is more lavish, but not bad lifestyle. It's just different lifestyle than what she's used to, I feel like. So I feel like she's trying to change to fit in with him. And I feel like she shouldn't have to do that. She's such a beautiful girl. She's only 17. Like, she's not even an adult yet. But she's dressing like she's way older. But I feel like she also is doing that, like I said, because of Tyga. But I mean, she's changing, but I feel like it's not for the worse. I feel like she's just trying to appeal to Tyga, which is fine. I mean, she likes him, but she can lose weight. You know, she's not an adult yet. He's 25, she's 17, so I mean, that's still not right. But I just feel like she should keep her style and just style herself like she wants to and not have to worry about, you know, what anybody else is saying. But I mean, what can you do? She likes who she likes, right? With that being said, I'm going to also move on to another story that I'm going to cover. Is another like the mom one with the Twister, except it's more about social media and how Facebook and how friends on there might actually be your friends or may not be saying what they want to tell you. So a mother gets a letter from her friends for oversharing photos of her baby on Facebook. So I should have just probably said grown adults hate babies, because this story just really says that when I'm about to share with you guys. But only a little bit, because Jade Ruth is 33 from Australia, and she had adorable baby girl 6 months ago. And you know, when people first have babies, they're always posting pictures on Facebook, and I'm not have nothing against that. Like, yeah, you just had a baby, you're a new mom, like, of course you want to show how cute your baby is. So she documents her baby on Facebook with tons of photos, you know, updates. Apparently the dental hygienist and her baby love was kind of, you know, pissing some people off, I guess, because she received some really mean anonymous notes about oversharing on Facebook. So she forwarded the letter and then she shared it with her followers. And the note was posted by the Daily Mail. And I'm going to read you guys the post. It says, "Jade, I have got together with a few of the girls, and we are so over your running commentary of your life and every single thing Addie does. Look, we all have kids and we all are besotted with, but guess what? Every parent thinks their kid is the best kid ever, but we don't ram it down everyone's neck. She wears a new outfit, we'll take a photo and send it privately to the person who gave it to her, not to everyone. She crawls off the mat, we don't care. She's 6 months old, big deal. Stop and think, if every mother posted that crap about their child, I'm sure you'd get over it pretty quickly." And then it says, "We can't wait for you to get back to work. Maybe you won't have time to Facebook quite so much. Addie's so gorgeous and we all love her, but our kids are great too. I guess we are just pissing a lot of people off with your Addie this and Addie that. All we thought, it might ease off after the first month, but it hasn't. Not everyone is as interested in you as about Addie as you are. So give us all a break. We're doing this to let you know what people think." Are these supposed to be my, if these were my followers on Facebook and I was posting pictures and they said this to me, I would honestly just be like, you can unfriend me. Like, I'm being so honest right now. Like, this is so mean. You're supposed to be friends with this girl on Facebook and you're telling her all this stuff. Like, that's not okay. And I just don't think it's okay at all. But what I have to say is, like, we're all, if they're all annoyed when people, you know, we all kind of get annoyed when people share like little updates about like their kids and stuff if it's four times a day. But I mean, people do that same thing if they don't have kids with pets, and you know, people don't say anything. But I guess that's just the way Facebook works. People think, you know, that their friends need constant updates about their lives, when you know the opposite is actually true. Like for every person like you loathe about, I guess, for like their Facebook habits, there is a person who can't stand what you do in Facebook. It's like the circle of social media, isn't it? But I think, however, like there's so many ways like to avoid the oversharing what folks do on Facebook. And shockingly, not one of these tips include a petty, rude, anonymous type note like these people gave to this poor lady. If they would have just done what they could have done to not look at all her posts, then maybe they wouldn't be so mad at her. But this lady has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, they should leave her alone because she's just posting pictures of her baby that she just had. Like, why can't she do that? But I feel like if people are talking to this person like face to face about their oversharing, it's like it isn't an option. We have like three other ideas, and then like here are some, I'm gonna give you guys some suggestions for friends who don't like her Facebook habits presented in a way that they'll understand. So the first thing they could have done is hide the hide option. You can select on posts you don't want to see anymore. So next time they share a baby photo, just select the I don't want to see this from the drop down menu. And then there is also an unfollow option, which means you can still be friends on Facebook, but their updates and activities won't appear in your news feeds. And the third thing is, finally, there is an unfriend option where you can actually stop being friends with someone on Facebook. And then she says that the letter you wrote is filled with so much simmering hate. So why are you friends with me, with this mother in the first place? I have no idea why they're friends with her if they're just going to be mean to her. So I have no idea. So all I have to say is, whoever wrote this letter, I feel like next time you guys feel the urge to like type anonymous note about someone's Facebook usage, you can actually consider the three options I just said, as they don't make you sound like an immature, mean person who's being a fake friend. And also for Jade the mom, I feel like you should share more of your photos of your daughter. Do whatever the heck you want, because Facebook is Facebook and you can post whatever you want. And don't be like self-conscious or worried about like what people think if they don't like what you post, and they have the ability to make sure they don't see them anymore. So if their responsibility, so it's their responsibility to decide what they, well, like, you know, what they want to do on social media, not yours. So good for you. Keep posting pictures of your kid on Facebook because she's cute, and I feel like you have the right to do that. And if anyone doesn't like it, they can unfriend you, as I said before. So with that being said, I'm going to go to a quick break, but stay tuned because I have a great story about how Kendall Jenner was denied entry to the Neon Carnival in Coachella. So Justin Bieber made a big scene for her. Coming up next on Penguin Radio, this is DJ King with the Hollywoods. I'm DJ King, and this is you're listening to the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. So before I went to break, I was talking about how Kendall Jenner was actually denied entry to the Neon Carnival in Coachella. So Justin Bieber made a big scene for her. If you didn't hear about this, so apparently you can't do whatever you want when you're Kylie Jenner. The 19-year-old was denied entry at the Neon Carnival party in Coachella on Saturday night because of their strict 21 and over policy. So the Jenner, you know, she was covering her face with bandanas, and she arrived at the event with Justin Bieber and a large group of the 20 pals in the late evening. So security, you know, stopped Biebs and his group and demanded that everyone see everyone's ID. So once they saw that Kendall was underage, they refused to allow her inside. Justin caused the most enormous scene and threw a fit and tried so hard and let all of the other famous friends inside, but security didn't budge. So, you know, they all left. They're like, he said, fine, if she can't go in, then we're not going to go in. We're all not going to go in then. Thinking maybe that if Justin Bieber doesn't go in, then they'll let them in. But that didn't happen. So meanwhile, Bieber was actually expected at a party to return later with a smaller group of people. No Kendall was with him. So, and they partied with other celebrities who were there, Chris Brown, Aaron Paul, Scott Eastwood, Leonardo DiCaprio, and many, many, many more people. So that night was just filled, like, a bunch of dancing, drinking, just, they were having a good old time together. But Kendall Jenner, was not there due to her age, which, I mean, that's, they can't make exceptions just because, she's very famous and she's a celebrity and stuff. The law is still the law. If you're not 21 and over, you can't go somewhere where there's going to be drinking because, I mean, you just can't. So that was another story I wanted to share with you guys. But moving on, another story I have for you is about someone who I don't really talk about, but I love her as a music artist, is Ciara. And she says that she and her ex Future are cool because and calls their son the greatest joy of my life. So, you know, she's sounding off on her ex, you know, fiance Future. If you guys haven't heard her song, I Bet, I feel like that song really has to do with her relationship. But she did an interview with The Breakfast Club. She's only 29, so she says that she regrets nothing about her failed relationship with the rapper. But she just says, like, it clearly didn't work out, but they have the greatest gift because of it. They have their son. And I feel like she's going out of this really positive, like she should, even though I feel like her Future were really, they were together for a while and they looked like such a good couple. But I guess they're behind closed doors. There's just something else was going on. But she wouldn't get into the really specifics on her interview with The Breakfast Club. She wouldn't really get into why they split. But she did say that she can't really break all of it down because she doesn't really think it really matters to tell us the truth. Especially when ending is as great as they did with their son. That's what really worked out. And they just want to make it easier and less stressful on their son. So, I mean, that's really cool. And she says that, you know, she just wants to, she says, you live and you learn. My son has given me so much clarity now. I'm just like a full-grown, full-on woman. You don't really understand what that means until a few things happen to you in life. And, you know, she's so positive. She's so great, even though everything that's going on with her life. And I really feel like she's just a really strong, independent woman now. So good job for you, Ciara, and keep your music up coming because I really like her. She's a great artist. Another story I'm going to move on to is Ariana Grande and Big Sean break up, and the exes say they remain close friends. And this story really hits me because I like Big Sean and I like Ariana Grande, and they are such a great couple together, but they called it quits after nearly 9 months of dating. They released, you know, the following, they released the statement I'm going to say, and they said, they both care deeply for each other and they remain close friends. We kindly ask that the media respects their wish for privacy regarding their personal matter at this time. And, you know, they should request, you know, that they get a little bit of space because, you know, they were the ideal couple. They were, every time Ariana performed, Big Sean was there. Every time Big Sean performed, Ariana was there. Every time Ariana went on tour, and if Big Sean wasn't busy, he'd go on tour with her. When Big Sean went on tour, you know, Ariana would go with him if she wasn't busy. And I mean, they were such a good couple. They look so great together. And now to know that they're not together, it's really, to me, it's really sad because I really like them as a couple. But, you know, they just said it didn't work out. But I really feel like it's because of a lot of stuff that's been going on with Ariana Grande and Big Sean, like the Justin Bieber thing when Justin Bieber like wrapped his hands around her and like held her. Big Sean didn't like that, and I think Ariana, there was other things that happened that was going on with Ariana and other people, but she wasn't doing anything. It was like other people trying to do stuff with her, but she was like no. But I feel like Big Sean just was not having it. Like Big Sean didn't believe anything that Ariana was saying, and I feel like it's really bad because I feel like Ariana Grande really liked Big Sean, and just to have them break up is so sad to me. But I mean, what can you do? So I'm actually going to go to another quick break, and I'll get back to you on the new story I have after the break. If you guys care to hear, I think you should hear, it's the Real Housewives season finale, and it's about, I talked earlier in my first shows about Apollo, the husband of one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and he goes to prison and he's stating that he wants to see his kids. So I have a video coming up for you guys if you stay tuned about him talking about how he wants to see his kids and stuff. So this is DJ King with the Hollywood Sling on Penguin Radio, and stay tuned.
Just what I wanna do. I wanna rock with somebody. Yeah. I wanna take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I wanna leave with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody.
Nobody.
Finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal, Hollywood to the slums, chronic smoke, get burnt by the California sun on the west side, east coast where you at, just got to New York like a net on a jet to London, to Brazil, to Quebec, like the whole damn world, to Quebec, to Ferg, tell them,
lay back, slow down, better represent when we come to your towns, and lay back, slow down, what you represent when we come to your downs, hey, get in with the business, I'ma be there in a minute. Booked a Paris ticket, thinking Russia need a visit. I'ma run it to the limit, and me, I'm on my way to Venice. LA got the people saying.
And I'm back. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. And before I went on the break, I was talking about the Real Housewives and how Apollo, the husband of one of the housewives, wants to see their children, but he's in prison, so he feels like his wife, Phaedra, should bring his kids to the prison to see him. Personally speaking, I've been in the situation where one of my family members was there and they wanted to see me. But I feel like it's really the mom's choice. It's not really whether the dad's choice, because he doesn't really have a choice because he's away. So, I mean, it's really up to the mom. And basically what happens is Apollo is just ranting and ranting on about how Phaedra is not bringing the kids to see him and that she should. And I still haven't seen my children and I'm still holding up. And I feel like Phaedra says, whether I choose to have my children see their father in prison or if I don't take them, someone is going to be unhappy. No, it's a no-win situation. But I feel like she's wrong. I feel like she has the power to let their kids go see him. And if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. When you go see your parents in that state, it's not the best thing you want to see your parents in. It's not the best thing. It's not good at all, actually. It's the most horrible way you can see your parents. You can't see them. You can't touch them. You talk to them. It's not the same as what you used to. And her kids are so young, I feel like they won't understand. And I feel like it'll just be more traumatizing to them to see their father in that state than rather than just waiting till he gets out and just maybe say that he's away for a while or something like that. But I think Phaedra's doing a great thing by not taking her kids there, because I feel like it'll just mess with them and it won't be good for them. It'll be really traumatic to see their dad like that, because they're really young and not knowing what's going on, you know, not being able to touch them or not being able to touch their dad or hug them. It'll be really weird. So my personal opinion is, you know, maybe she shouldn't take them there. I feel like it's not healthy for them. And I think she's doing great. Phaedra, just stay strong and think positive. Everything will work out. But the third part of Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion begins Sunday at 8 p.m. only on Bravo. So listen to it. It'll be great. So the next story I'm going to talk about is actually, you know, you can actually use this for college kids or, you know, as you get a little bit older in your party life stage. But if you're afraid of drunk dialing your ex or, you know, losing your friends when you go out, there's an app that is just for you. So, you know, when it's Friday night, which means, you know, a lot of you guys are probably, when you guys go out on Friday night, you're preparing to go out and maybe, you know, get your drink on tonight and maybe, and you know, you should, you know, after a long week. Friday people usually like to go out on Fridays, but before you begin your, you know, boozing, you might want to consider adding something to your smartphone to help, you know, lessen the chances of waking up tomorrow with both, you know, a hangover and some regrets that people usually do regret. There's actually an app called Drunk Mode, and its functions are, you know, primarily to, like, help those participating in a alcohol-filled night of shenanigans, but it's an app that will help you, you know, have that alcohol-filled night of shenanigans but come out of it unscathed, both physically and emotionally, if you know what I mean. Finally, someone is in the tech world is looking out for us, because this app, which currently has over 500,000 users and counting still, has four main features. What are they, you want to know? Well, I'm glad to share them with you. So Find My Drunk is a GPS to track drunk friends to help keep both you and your friends safe. So you can stop drunk dialing, blocks, it's like an option you can pick, and it blocks selected like contacts so they're hidden from you when you're drunk. There's another one called Breadcrumbs, which tracks your night in case, you know, you get lost or you need to retrace your steps back, you know, the next day to find like your car or something. And I think that's really, really, really cool too. So how did this, you know, creation come about, and, you know, where did this come from? So a guy named Josh Atten, the founder of Drunk Mode, you know, he had a girl and he had a crush on, and he actually drunk dialed. And during this time at the university, he was at University of Virginia, and the next afternoon he went and interviewed 100 folks and asked them if, you know, if they would use the app, and they stopped them for the drunk dialing app. And shocker, everyone said yes. And the idea, you know, eventually became, you know, Drunk Mode. But, you know, while drunk dialing seems to be the most common mistake made by drinkers, the chief communication officer, Jake Ellenberg, you know, he tells us that Find My Drunk became their most popular feature because the ability for it to help users find their friends that might have, you know, had too many drinks or, you know, have wandered off, it's really cool because it'll find them. And he also explains that there's more to come for the app and that Drunk Mode will soon be updated and that it'll be Find My Drunk, so you can actually add users in your area who might not be in your contact list, but they're still in your area and you know them. So I feel like the more that the drunk motors, you know, in that area, the hotter the spot, you know, letting users know before they go out if the bar club is worth, you know, the trip. So with that being said, I feel like this app is really good for like younger people that go out and party and just that maybe have too much to drink and they lose their phone or lose their friends and don't know where they are, they can use this app and track it down. So I hope you guys use this app and, you know, be safe, please. And, you know, I just want to share a story. I thought it was really, really cool. The next story I'm going to share with you guys is Chris Brown shares his first photo with his daughter. And he says, God has blessed me with my twin. And if you guys haven't seen his daughter, she's the cutest little girl ever. There's no way Chris can deny that kid as not being his, because she looks exactly like her dad. Like, exactly. If you haven't seen it, please look it up. She's so adorable. But it looks like, you know, Chris Brown is actually a father. A few months after being hit with that bombshell, if you guys didn't know, I talked about it on my couple past shows about everything that was going down with Chris Brown, you know, Carucci, all the baby mama drama. So, you know, a few months after the, all that stuff, the singer became a daddy of his 9-month-old daughter, Royalty. And he's finally broken his silence on the matter and posted a picture of them in this two adorable photos on his Instagram. So, so cute. So, like I said, taking Instagram, he confirmed that he is the father to his beautiful baby girl and that he's sharing a bunch of pictures of her. And he says, I'm going to read you his caption on the picture on his Instagram that he posted. He said, God has blessed me with my twin, hashtag Royalty. And then he just posted a bunch of pictures, but they look so much alike, and it's so cool that he's a dad now. However, he's kind of off and on and off again with his girlfriend, Karuchi Tran. She's a model and stuff. She took to Twitter the following morning and seemed to confirm that the reports, like, listen, only one can take so much. The best of luck to Chris and his family. No baby drama for me. So, I mean, she got that thrown on her, like, that he had got some girl pregnant, that they had a baby that was already 9 months old. You know, she was going through a lot already, and I feel like she doesn't want to deal with this. She doesn't have to deal with it, you know? So, good job to you, Chris. I hope you stay on the path you're on. Be positive. Be a great role model for your daughter. Don't turn back on that dark path that you were on. Stay positive for your daughter's sake. I mean, now you have someone that'll like look up to you, I guess you can say. So another story, guys, I want to cover today is David and Victoria Beckham. I don't really talk about them on my show a lot, but this story I just wanted to bring to your attention. They went to a lavish Burberry fashion event, and they actually brought their kids with them, and that's really shocking because I've never seen their kids, but they are one good-looking family. I cannot lie. So they were. They went to Los Angeles, and Burberry fashion show was in Hollywood, and it was all, you know, the iconic British fashion house. It was a bunch of fashion people up in there. David Beckham and Victoria Beckham and their four kids, Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz, and Harper, were all there. They were all in the front row. They had seats right next to Elton John, and on the other side was Anna Wintour. And the following rows, Mila Kunis, James Corden, Aaron Paul, who else was there? Ryan Seacrest, Dylan Penn, Rachel Zoe, Tom Felton, a bunch of other people were there too. But it was just really cool seeing their family there. And Victoria actually gushed over the chief creator and chief executive officer, Christopher Bailey, for thinking outside the box to throw the lavish event in Hollywood. So Victoria says that he's a very dear friend to the family, and also that they have an enormous amount of respect for him professionally. She also says that I'm very excited for him and the whole Burberry team, which Christopher has done for the brand, and he inspires us all. This is wonderful. This is a very exciting night for the Burberry and everyone who loves Burberry, and everyone British as well. Naomi Campbell was actually a surprise model on the runway that night, and she's very, very, I'm saying very old. She's older. And she doesn't look old. I feel like she does look older, but she's still pretty. So, I mean, she was a surprise model on the runway that day. And she was marching with some royal guards. And they performed a show for the people. It was like a couple-minute show. But it was really nice. If you have a chance to watch it, you should watch it. But it was really cool. And I just want to talk about them because I don't really talk about them a lot. And I really like David Beckham and Victoria. So, they have a wonderful-looking family. So, moving on, I want to talk about Bruce's Jenner, and you know he's really been changing. That Bruce, he's been changing, transforming actually. But he actually has an interview with Diane Sawyer, and they it's actually this Friday the 24th, and I actually have the latest interview promo for that. And I'm gonna actually play it for you guys so you can hear it. So you know, he's really been changing. He's not, you know, the old Bruce that we all used to know. He's transforming, and I feel like, I honestly don't know what it's from. I feel like him and Chris's marriage was fine, at least on the shows I've watched, because I really keep up. I keep up with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, man. I keep up with it, and he's really, 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 really changed. But I'm going to play the promo for you guys real quick. So here is the promo to the interview that Diane Sawyer did with him.
When I show up. Friday night, April 24th on ABC.
My whole life has been getting me ready for this.
Bruce Jenner, the interview, the journey, the decisions, the future. The Diane Sawyer exclusive. Friday, April 24th on ABC.
So that was just a little thing that I had for Bruce Jenner. But like I said, man, he has really changed, really, really changed. But he is going to be on the full interview will be on Diane Sawyer, and Bruce Jenner, the interview, airs Friday, April 24th at 9 p.m. on ABC. So if you want to watch it, I feel like you really, 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 really should, because he really talks about everything and everything that's going on with his family, how he feels about himself, and just his life in general, and how everything's hasn't been how he's wanted it to be, but finally it's turning his way. But I don't know if I honestly agree with his way, but I mean, you know what? He is who he is, and if whatever he wants to do to himself is his body, he can do whatever he wants with it. So more power to you, Bruce. So I'm going to go to another quick break, and I'll be back with the new Jurassic Park trailer. It debuted today, so you're going to hear it on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ King with the Hollywood Slang. Stay tuned. I'm back. This is DJ King on Penguin Radio, and you're listening to the Hollywood Slang. Before I went on break, I talked about the new debut of the Jurassic World trailer, and I'm about to play it for you guys now. And if you haven't seen it, it looks so good. And I like Jurassic Park, so here it is. It's the new trailer for the Jurassic World.
really proud of you for going on this trip.
You're gonna have so much fun. And remember, if something chases you,
more in the past decade from genetics than a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
You just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
Almost 40 feet high. Really think she climbed out?
Depends.
On what?
What kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab? Evacuate the island. She's a highly intelligent animal. She will kill anything that moves.
Oh, God.
So that was the trailer for the new Jurassic World movie, and if you, I know you guys can only hear it, but if you want to watch it, you can go on YouTube or something and type in Jurassic World trailer. But from what I look, what I saw, man, it is going to be a great movie. I've been waiting for them to redo Jurassic Park because, you know, the old ones, they still look good, but now how much technology has just transformed since the first Jurassic Park came out. I really cannot wait for this movie to come out. And this movie actually debuts in hits theaters June 12th. So if you like Jurassic Park, you're definitely going to like this movie. There's no doubt. With the technology, like I said, we have nowadays, the graphics, everything, it looks like a great movie. So my last story to end my show is Tim Tebow is actually coming back to the NFL. Usually I don't cover sports, but, you know, Tim Tebow. So he's coming back to the NFL, and the quarterback reportedly signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. Like I said, it looks like he's coming back to the football field after all. If you were on the internet Sunday night, chances are you saw Tim Tebow trending all over social media because it wasn't because he was in the new commercial with the puppies, if you've seen, but it's not because he's dating the Dugar anymore. Instead, Tim Tebow is actually ready to travel to Philadelphia for another season in the NFL. So on ESPN Sunday, the quarterback's plans to sign a one-year deal with the Eagles as early as Monday, and which is today. The sports site also stated that the 27-year-old was headed to the city in the time to be in the attendance for the start of the Eagles' off-season program beginning tomorrow. So that sounds really cool. Tim Tebow fans, looks like your guy is back for this season. And he hasn't really been on a regular season until when he was on the Jets in, I believe, 2012. So he's going to get back on the field and start playing again. So I hope you guys really enjoyed my show today. I know it was at an earlier time, but just for today. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys have a great week. I will see you guys here next Monday at my regular time, which is 4 to 5 on Mondays. So this is DJ King, and you are listening to the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio.
People like us.